RadioArchives.com presents Star Trail to Glory, an adventure of Captain Future by Edmund Hamilton, read by Milton Bagby. Captain Future, the ace of space. Born and raised on the moon, Curtis Newton survived the murder of his scientist parents to become the protector of the galaxy, known as Captain Future. With his future men, Greg the giant robot, Otho the shape-shifting android, and Simon Wright the living brain, he patrols the solar system in the fastest spaceship ever constructed, the Comet, pursuing human monsters and alien threats to Earth and her neighbor planets. And now, Captain Future's thrilling adventure, Star Trail to Glory. Chapter 1. Suicide Station. The tall, bronzed young Earthman proudly touched the silver Comet emblem on the breast of his gray space jacket. It was the emblem of the Rocketeer, the highest rating any space pilot could attain. Jan Walker's four young companions, a Martian, a Venusian, and two Mercurians, all wore the emblem. They had just passed their final examinations, and they were looking as eagerly as Walker through the windows of the speeding rocket flyer. Beneath was the forbidding, savage, cold side of Mercury, an eternally dark landscape that never saw the sun. Tumbled black mountains and frozen black plains, seamed by vast cracks stretched in the bitter darkness under the stars.
"Aren't we almost there?" Jan Walker asked the lanky pilot.
"You wouldn't be so anxious to get to Suicide Station if you knew the trouble waiting for you there,"
the Saturnian grunted. "We know a good many Rocketeers are killed in this test pilot work," Walker admitted earnestly. "But we're not afraid."
"I'm not talking about the test piloting," declared the pilot. "That's tough enough, but that's just the ordinary risk for a Rocketeer. I'm talking about the way ships have been vanishing here."
"Ships vanishing?" repeated Ilo, Walker's Venusian comrade. "What do you mean?"
"Just what I said. Fellows here at Suicide Station take a new ship out for its speed and endurance tests. Suddenly, they just find themselves floating in space with their ship gone. It's happened scores of times lately."
"Scores of new ships disappearing?" Jan Walker blurted, puzzledly. "Why, there's been nothing in the telenews about it."
"Naturally," grunted the older Rocketeer. "They don't want to alarm the system, but it's happening just the same."
Walker and his comrades looked at each other a little blankly, anxious to pass the grueling test that would make them or break them as Rocketeers. They felt their eagerness chilled by the cold shadow of mystery. The Saturnian eased his controls and nodded downward.
"There it is," he muttered.
"Suicide Station, notorious as the destroyer of men and ships. Located on the dark, cold side of Little Mercury, this was the place where spaceships, turned out by the big factories in the twilight zone of Mercury, were given exhaustive tests before being pronounced safe. Only the finest pilots could perform the hazardous duty of testing new ships. Jan Walker and his comrades knew that, and looked tensely down at the place where they had to make good. On the frozen black plain stretched a big spaceport, rimmed by Krypton lights. Dozens of shining new Rissmans, Tarks, and Calbers were parked on its north end, and near them rose the Metalloy barracks and office buildings. Jan Walker felt the bitter chill of the thin air as he and his comrades emerged from the flyer and trooped toward the offices. A little knot of veteran Rocketeers was gathered there in the open.
"I'm Ka Kardak, Chief Rocketeer here," rumbled a squat, brawny Jovian. "So, you're the new pilots. What does the Bureau mean by giving Rocketeer rating to a lot of kids like you? Looks like anyone can get a Comet on his chest now just by asking for it."
"We all pass the government examinations to win our ratings, sir," Jan Walker ventured.
"You passed the exams, did you?" Ka Kardak growled. "Well, isn't that nice? You did a few loops and space spins, and they pinned a Comet on you. So now you think you're real Rocketeers. You'll find out different. A Rocketeer has to be all steel and nerve and brain."